What is going on today, guys? You are tuning in to the David J. Sherwin podcast, and today's episode is going to be titled Gratitude in Service. And the reason why I think that this is an important topic to talk about, having gratitude in service, is that for me personally, I've been finding myself in a better and better space each day as I've been working on meditation, finding the things that I enjoy doing. And the things that I've found that I have the most enjoyment doing is just helping other people and doing what I call processes of improvement. And why that's so important to me is because I like the idea of finding things. Perhaps you can find some other things for yourself, whether it's at work, wherever you're at in your community, and think about how you can add value to the process of improving things around you. And the reason why I think that that is so important is because it's fulfilling to help you grow towards your goals. Because after I did my goal list of my 5 goals that I want to set out to achieve, I found something very important in the midst of going towards these goals. And the first goal that I have on my list that I have to check out is a bachelor's degree. And what's been pretty helpful in me working towards this goal, because my end goal is just to be, I want to be successful in business. And to be successful in business, you have to, in my opinion, find a way to bring value to other people. And it's a great deal in my opinion, because with helping other people in bringing value to things that they might be struggling with in your life, you also get to grow as a person personally. And so I find myself being pretty grateful for being of service and just, sorry guys, it's California, it's hot, but being able to serve people and give them value, in my opinion, brings you closer to your goals. And it ties in with a few things that I've been thinking about personally with being pragmatic and being idealistic, because I've always ventured more towards being an idealist, not wanting to bend lines too much at a possible risk of what could happen. And so I think understanding what pragmatism is, in that it's not always a bad thing to be pragmatic, to find yourself to be able to achieve the little goals or get the little gains so you can move forward to bigger things. And those little steps, each step by step, in my opinion, just overall help you grow towards the goals that you're trying to achieve in any projects that you're trying to grow, for instance. And I'm going to drop a sponsor right here. If you're trying to drop a podcast, in my opinion, what will help you develop a podcast, for instance, is being able to develop the ideas of value that you can give to other people. In practical terms, in my opinion, are the most valuable ways of doing that. So, for instance, like I said, check out the Calm app. I'm not affiliated with them, but I've downloaded it and I've used it daily just to keep grounded in my process of improvement. And that's the other thing, is that I think that processes can always be improved. And like I said, I took this course from Wharton on success and trying to identify how I can make my goals align together so that they work together effectively. And being that I want to be successful in business, I've kind of thought about how important the bottom line is, because after the bottom line is the profit, right? So what I was thinking about was the idea of how to make the profit work with above the line, the script, the content that is made, so they both work in synchrony and develop better and better value over time. It's kind of like what some people might, if you haven't read this book, I suggest it as well, The Compound Effect, where these little habits just build off of build with interest over time, similar to like putting out a podcast that if, you know, you put out an episode, say 3 years ago and people are still listening to it, it's developing what's called a compound interest effect, where it's still bringing in value for people and thus bringing in value to you. If, depending if you're say with Anchor and you've got sponsorships and however many people listen to it, you're still bringing in money over time. And I just thought that that was a kind of a profound effect. And I just wanted to get this out, this idea out in a podcast. I could have done it in an Instagram video, but I like to keep the Instagram videos short so people gain value immediately right away off the Instagram post that I post, because I don't like to drag things out. And so that's where I'm at right now. And I think that this idea can bring you value. And like I said, finding gratitude and service and how do you bring value to other people who are struggling with something, for instance. And that's just what I've been working on for my job in particularly, is just finding things that I know have issues and just working on it and fixing it and developing quality in them. And I think that's another important idea to consider, is quality and quality management, because that all works together with process of improvements. And I think if you can kind of put together the idea of what a process improvement for you would be and how you can start getting on that idea, whether, you know, well, for my opinion, if you list your five goals, you need to figure out what goal needs to be accomplished first. You can start working on your process improvement in that area, bringing value to it, growing other people, growing yourself, and then thus working on all of those other goals that you want to achieve. So that's where I'm at today. I'm still developing a schedule for the podcast still. It looks like I'm probably going to be dropping about 3 a week, and I'm working on, like I said before, doing this pragmatically. So reaching out to other people who might be interested in being on this podcast. So I'm also on LinkedIn, and I didn't know this because I didn't really look at LinkedIn a lot, but I've been getting people reaching out to me that were showing interest of being on this podcast. But in all honesty, if you want to be on this podcast, reach out to me on any medium. As long as I'm paying attention to it. And something else I did with my phone, which is something that perhaps would help you as well with process improvement, is organizing things that you use frequently. So for instance, I use Instagram to post, but I use a few other apps to help me sort of format the videos, get something together, add in the effects that I want. And I improve the process by just keeping everything tightly organized so I can keep a better view of everything that's going on my phone, because your phone is a powerful device. And depending on how you use it, it can be extremely powerful and valuable to your life as well. So if you're not using it to that effect, then I would suggest doing that. Just try organizing it with, like, I know on the iPhone, maybe I'll do another short video on this later on, but just getting organization into your phone and grouping apps that have a similar goal in mind for what you're trying to do with them all, and just grouping them together and getting a process of improvement out of it that way. So that's where I'm at today. I'm not going to drag this on too long, but I just hope you guys are staying well. Do some meditation, breathe, ground yourself, get that process correct, get your flow of breathing in order, and then carry on with the days. Every day is a fresh new day. It's another day, and it's a beautiful thing to be grateful for as well. So I hope you guys are all doing well. Follow me on Instagram at David J. Sherwin, Facebook, iTunes, iHeart. I got a website going now, so follow me there, and I hope you guys are all staying well, and I will see you all soon.